So hello and welcome to episode 20 of the Sales Syndicate podcast. Episode 20, Matt, nearly half a year of podcast, which is scary to think. But this week, slightly different. We're going to be talking about hybrid or omni-channel outbound approaches rather than sales triggers. So nice little break from sales triggers. I'm joined by Aaron Nicholson from Selligence, one of the SDRs here. But I'll hand over to him to do a quick introduction. So welcome, Aaron.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me. Been looking forward to getting on the podcast with you. Long time coming.
Yeah, he's been asking me for months, haven't you? Just a little nudge.
Yeah.
Is it my time?
Yeah, exactly.
So, go on. Do you want to give us a rundown of, you know, how long you've been here, what you do, you know, where you've been in the past, whatever you want to share?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been in sales, I would say, about 7 years now. Started off as an estate agent for 5 years. Worked all different parts of Cardiff, which was good experience, completely different to what I'm doing now. But I left the state agency last year and joined Selligence in April. Same day as you. We started the same day. Tech sales, I started off as an SDR. For probably about 8 months. Then I've gone into a senior sort of SDR role, heading up the SDRs now that we've got here, one in the UK, Jack, and Morgan in the US. So it's going really well. I've even seen a massive shift in, since I've been here, the market, how it's changed, different approaches from last year to now. But yeah, big learning curve. I think I've learned quite a lot in the last 11 months. But yeah, it's been brilliant, to be fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you've gone from selling £500,000 houses or whatever to SaaS. Yeah. Must have been a hell of a change in that initial, the first 3 to 6 months?
Oh yeah, it was a completely different change. Instead of selling myself, going into someone's lounge, selling my services.
You want to watch what you're saying there, selling yourself, going into someone's lounge.
Well, you know, just be charm. Me Northern charm. No, but seeing different types of properties, the best in Cardiff to the worst you can imagine, to, you know, proper cold outreach. Well, obviously as a state agent, you had people coming to you to have their house valued, and now obviously tech sales, you're reaching out to businesses, learning the products, learning how to approach recruitment, sales teams. It's completely different, but you know, the skills I've learned, I think, have been very transferable and helped me in the long run, to be fair.
No, I think we've talked about it at some length, but I think there's a lot of lessons to a lot of learnings that you've brought from selling houses and that sort of stuff. What's the sales cycle for selling houses? It's like,
oh my
six
gosh.
Months, 12 months, it could be even longer.
Yeah.
So you've got patience at least. That's one thing you've definitely brought.
Definitely. It's toughened me up dealing with solicitors on a day-to-day basis, chasing them, chasing chains, sales falling through, and longer sales cycles and estate agency for sure. So that's prepared me really well for, you know, the sales cycles now in sales for sure.
Okay, so you've been at Selligence a year, and as I said at the start, we're going to be talking about sort of hybrid or omni-channel sort of outbound approaches, which you've definitely, I would say, spearheaded for us here at Selligence over the past probably three, four-ish months. But I think just to give a rough definition of what we're talking about with this hybrid omnichannel outbound approach is, in layman's terms, or to put it simply, it's just rather than relying on one channel, let's just say that channel is outbound cold calls, you've started to adopt an omnichannel hybrid approach as part of which you're using 2, 3, 4 channels, whatever it might be, on a daily basis and throwing it all into the mix. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But I think to sort of set the scene before we go into all of the advice and tips and success stories you're going to share, give us a rundown of what the market was like at the time that you decided, right, I need to switch stuff up.
Okay. Yeah. It was sort of October time, going into November, I think the end of, well, Q4, obviously when the news was announced like we were going into a recession, I think, you know, a lot of businesses were obviously cutting back, you know, spend, trying to close out the year, trying to close that business out, to hit their targets. I think people had a poor Q3. So going into Q4, it was, you know, essential to get themselves in. So, you know, when you're speaking to people, it was, you know, I was doing just then, I was just cold calling. That was my only channel of, you know, reaching out to people and email sequences. And, you know, the call rate, you know, I had to do to get a connection, I think it was something like 50 odd calls to one connection coming into November, which absolutely doubled, basically, you know, within overnight going into November. And yeah, you know, we were doing 100 calls. I was doing 100 calls a day and maybe speaking to a couple of people on one hand and really having like 2-3 good conversations, you know, out of doing that many calls. It was, and obviously the demos were absolutely, you know, dropped massively. You know, obviously without any demos, we're not going to get any sales. So, you know, we had to, I was thinking about what can I do different? What can I stand out? You know, all of the sales reps out there reaching out, you know, everyone's cold calling. So, you know, that's where I thought I need to think outside the box, try another different channel of, you know, outreach. And that's where, you know, LinkedIn comes in, building my personal brand, you know, and reaching out, with our saying, reaching out with relevance, reaching out for a reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, you talk about personal brand there. I think at the time we were, we had done some episodes or some podcast episodes, worked with a company called Hoxo, who sort of help with personal branding and social selling in the staffing and recruitment industry. And we learned a lot from Sean and the guys at Hoxo. And I've always sort of been a big believer in, you know, sharing stuff that you're working on and on LinkedIn. And I think we just kept having the same conversations, didn't we, of like, why not give it a go? We're seeing some really good early results, I guess you could say. Some really good success stories. And then I sort of said to you, Aaron, are you up for really getting stuck in with this? And you said, oh, mate, I'm up for anything. Let's do it. You'll be the one, the guinea pig, I think we called it, to see if it's worked. And it's been, it's been an interesting 3 to 4 months. But very, very, very good.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, Sean Anderson, Hoxo, shout out to him. You know, started watching, joining these sessions. It really did like open my mind of reach, instead of just, you know, cold calling, speaking to, you know, you might speak to 3 people in a day at a time. Within, you know, reaching out on LinkedIn, we can literally get your message out there to, you know, hundreds of people within, you know, seconds with what you want to say. And I think cold calling as well at the time, you've got to be catching people at the right time to speak to you. They're trying to close out their year. They're in, you know, loads of meetings. They're trying to, you know, catch their prospects. And then you've got me calling them in between their meetings, and that's the last thing they want. It's so, you know, with a, you know, cold calling at the time, it was just trying to speak to someone at the right time. And that's with LinkedIn. At least when you're speaking to people, you're reaching out and the messages are there, and they can come back to you when they're free. But the you know, the success we've had the last couple of months, it has been fantastic, to be fair, with, you know, the different channels I've been using with LinkedIn and warm email outreach. It's been great.
There's figures just popped into my head to touch back on that point that you mentioned. I think, what was it, October or November, where you noticed a massive shift in the market. And I think I saw a post, a LinkedIn post at the time, and it was something like Company A, who had, it was tens of thousands of salespeople. It's something like 60% of them missed quota for Q3. And then obviously more and more stuff started to come out in the industry where basically the wider sort of industry sales teams were just missing quota, like 60, 70% of reps just weren't hitting quota. And I think that's the point where all the news started coming out about recession in the UK, you know, budgets getting tighter, headcounts getting smaller, pressures growing. And I think it all sort of, aligns, you know, the moon's aligned with our sort of challenge to try that hybrid on the channel approach. And I think so that's sort of where we are today. But okay then. Right, so we've set the scene. Let's start to break it down. So when we talk about your current hybrid on the channel approach, give us the, you know, the three key channels you're utilizing at the moment. Yep.
Okay, so I'm still cold calling. You know, I've got a daily structure that I'm sticking to religiously, you know, every day. So, for example, I'd have my admin time 9 till 10, which would be probably sending some warm email outreach, some LinkedIn connections. I'd do some a power hour between 10 and 11, my cold calling hour, and then back to back then 11 till 12, I'd do some more admin, more LinkedIn messaging. Again, maybe I'll do a post as well, relevant to the prospects I'm connecting with. So a lead off our platform, it could be, you know, a new partnership or a new product release. So, you know, the prospects I'm connecting with are actually seeing what I'm posting, which could be relevant to them. And then, you know, back to that, 12 till 1, I'd be doing cold calling. Again, I found sticking to these hours, that's the best sort of like pickup rate on the phone. So 12 till 1, I'll be cold calling again. Have me lunch 1 till 2. In the afternoon, after lunch, people are in a lot of meetings. So I find that's a good admin time, 2 till 3. Again, bash out some warm emails. But these are personalized emails, not just, you know, I've seen something on their LinkedIn that they've posted, or a new partnership, or even, you know, they've gone through a funding round, even where they've been to the park or anything like that, or I've seen a football match, I'd relate, or, you know, something like that, straight away on the first line, and then opening up a little bit warmer than just being not, you know, like a sequence email. And then 3 till 5, I'd do 2 hours of cold calling again. But these cold calling, I'm not just, you know, spraying at the hip and just calling someone out of the blue. I'm sort of tailing it down to, I've got a reason to call these people. I've called them before, or I've seen, you know, someone from our platform that, you know, like I said, like new product release, could be a merger and acquisition, regional expansion, congratulate them on that. Ask them how it's going, and then obviously pitching our products. So it's a bit more warmer than going in absolutely cold. And then 5 till 6, I'll be setting up my prospects, who I'm going to be calling tomorrow, who I'm going to be connecting with, send more connections, and get me set up for the next day. So that's sort of my structure. I'm sticking out. So the three, to answer your question, the three channels are cold calling hours, the LinkedIn, connecting with people, and sending messages, posting relevant leads from our platform to the people I'm connecting with, and warm email outreach. You know, it could be a lead, something I've seen on like their LinkedIn, and it's very a personalized email than just emailing 100, 200 people the same thing.
Cool. So we've got cold calls. You know, we are sort of big believers cold calling isn't dead. You've just got to do it right. So cold calling would be number one, or in the particular order, LinkedIn, and then email. So they're your three sort of key categories, or key sort of approaches. And you've sort of shared how you break your day into those, I don't know, call them deep work blocks. So you'll do an hour of one thing, you do an hour of another thing, and in between, you know, and you're basing those around the key, I guess, hours for success. So, yeah. Okay then. So when we talk about, I mean, you shared some examples there of LinkedIn, the stuff you're sort of doing. When you're talking about LinkedIn, give us a rough breakdown of your process for prospecting through to the initial request, and then ultimately your goal is to book a demo, right? Give us a rough breakdown of that journey just for LinkedIn.
Okay. So I'm using LinkedIn Sales Nav. Sorry, excuse me. I'm using LinkedIn Sales Nav. Narrow down the search, so depending what industry you'd want to go for. So say, for example, cybersecurity, be privacy and security. I'd put the job titles I want to aim for. So create a leads list, not an account list, a leads list, to get the persona I want to target. you know, I'd probably, you know, get your head of sales, head of business development, marketing manager, head of demand generation, CROs, VP of sales, you know, these sort of job titles I find probably the best success with. Depending on what company headcount you want to go for. So traditionally, you know, we're targeting 100 plus. So I'd probably normally do like 500 to 1,000 or, you know, 100 to 500, put that in there. One thing I do put in, which I find is a really good way of getting people who want to look at change. So people who've been in the role less than a year. So they've come start a new company. They probably want to review all their processes, review tech stacks, you know, probably look at, you know, new partnerships, stuff like that. So I found, you know, connecting with these people. So firstly, you know, get these people to a list. They would come in a list there. I'd search the company, make sure they're an ICP, connect with the decision makers. So, you know, it might bring up the CRO. I would connect with that CRO, but I'd actually would click into that company and actually look through the decision makers, page one, page two, three, and connect with, you know, the top up, bottom down approach. If you try just one way in, like the CRO, they might not always be the best person. That might actually look at tools to understand the pain points. You know, I always try and work the whole company to try and get a way in, you know, to try and get a quick win, even if that is maybe not the ultimate person who's going to sign off at the deal. But, you know, I'd connect with many people as I can. Once I've done that, so obviously you get 100 connection requests a week, so I try and use them wisely. I wouldn't message them straight away. That's a big no-no. I'd probably leave it a couple of days before you send them a message. So I probably would, obviously, once you connect with them, you can start seeing their content. They can start seeing yours. So I would be posting, like I did this morning, I posted a cybersecurity lead, a new partnership, and I connected with loads of cyber people yesterday. I'd probably like and comment on a few posts of these prospects. And then I would probably drop them a message. I would say the first message, maybe about 4 days, 4 to 7 days after connecting with them. It's just something relevant to, you know, their market space. Seeing, you know, something really soft, I'd just reach out to them. And I found that's probably better success than just going in really cold. That's probably the process on LinkedIn, really. The first initial process. I do like follow-up messages as well. I'll do second messages maybe a week and a half later if they haven't come back to me. Keep liking, commenting on their posts, keep drip feeding. Leads, I did actually join like a cybersecurity community group, which again, I'm just targeting them at the moment. So I drop leads in there. Obviously there's like 40,000 people in there. So I advise whatever industry you're going after, join a group where, you know, they're going to be sharing ideas, sharing their products. So, you know, to get yourself out there. So that's something I found successful as well and really helped with response rates on LinkedIn.
There's a few things based on what you've just said, we'll just sort of like recap on, or I'll ask for a bit more information because I think there's some really good bits in there. So you said lots, you're starting out, you're using sort of LinkedIn Sales Lab as one of your tools, and then you're sharing some of the leads from obviously the Selligence platform. But obviously what you guys are obviously actively working on is, like you said, is reaching out with relevance, right? It's reaching out at the right time off the back of one of these sort of trigger events. So it's almost like you're utilizing LinkedIn almost as like a cross-reference, like you said, on say like the ICP classification or to find, you know, some of their details, but you're using these trigger events from the platform to ensure that you're reaching out to a company who has not just fits your ICP, but they've, like you said, there's a new executive that's joined in recent months, or they've gone through funding, or they've got a new office, a new product launch. So you're combining that, I guess, traditional approach of just connect with anyone who fits your ICP with this sales trigger based, you know, pre-intent data to try and increase your success rates.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just connecting, spraying at the hip, hoping someone will come back to you. It's, you know, what does our platform, where do we produce our leads, where we're strongest at? Target that ICP, you know, connect with people in cybersecurity, payments, fintech, regtech, foreign exchange, sell tech, anything like that. And you know, I'm just drip feeding. They're going to see it on their posts. Just about our leads, sharing leads to our platform, sharing recent successes. Even you know, with LinkedIn as well. It's not always just about, you know, sales. You know, it's pitching your product. It's about getting, you know, relating, getting people to relate to you. You know, people like, you know, something funny. Like I always sometimes put me dog on there and relating to sales triggers were, you know, the best one I think I had was Ralph chasing a balloon around. It was like chasing your prospects at the moment. I think it was in Q4. One of the first posts I did actually, chasing prospects, that this is the feeling at the moment. You know, and loads of people engage with that because it's relatable, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say that particular example, it's something I think you had in the realms of like, I don't know, some like 40 or 50 comments or likes or whatever. But in terms of the impressions for that post, I think it ended up in the realms of like 10 to 20,000 impressions for that post, didn't it? And, you know, 10 to 20,000 people seeing your face and your bio and your, you know, subhead or whatever you want to call it, which is, like you said, it's just going to, it's going to make you more relatable. It's going to remind people that you're there, you know, who you are, what you're doing. And then they've liked that and engaged with that. And then when you share a free lead or whatever, that's when you've started to build that rapport. But the reason I wanted to touch on the fact you use these trigger events is because for this hybrid outbound approach to work, for the LinkedIn, you know, approach to work in the same way as cold outbound, if you fill top of the funnel with rubbish connections, right, rubbish prospects, you're just going to get poor results. So you want to be making use of those 100 connections by putting people who fit your ICP, that fit a profile or fit an event, or have sort of displayed a certain level of sales trigger event that makes them worthwhile connecting with. Otherwise, you're just going to waste all 100 connections and then it's just a complete waste of time, right?
Yeah, exactly. You need to use them wisely, making sure you're connected with the right people who, you know, your product's going to be absolute fit. So that's, you know, anyone selling the product out there, make sure you're connecting with, you know, the right people that, you know, your perfect ICP, your top 10, your top 20 companies you really want to get in with. You know, you want to reach out to them, the right people, and, you know, they're going to see value. What if you, you know, get them on a demo, they're going to, you know, see value. And I think touching to what you said, Jamie, you know, the post I did where I've got like loads of different impressions, you know, thousands and thousands of impressions, like, you know, that is a massive outreach within, you know, one post that could be a day than me, like I was doing, you know, November cold calling 100, I think it was 150 people in one day once. And, you know, I was speaking to a couple of people and, you know, I've only actually talked about my product to three people instead of, you know, thousands within one post, you know, and it's get your name out there, you know.
Okay, so we talk about this multi-threaded approach and sort of how you're handling LinkedIn. And I guess what we're saying is, I don't know, think of it, the only thing I can think of is like layers, right? So think of it as like a sandwich. You're just layering up this sandwich full of different outbound approaches, and they all sort of help one another. So you haven't stopped your cold calling. You're spending a good amount of time on LinkedIn, which is that more personal connection. You're supporting it with these warm emails, which feature leads, and they're basically all helping one another, which gets you to the ultimate goal of booking demos, right? So booking demos, let's talk about some success stories over the last, since, what was it, October or November. So okay, Bray, give me the last 90 days in terms of LinkedIn specifically. What have you achieved, just roughly?
So I probably, if I talk about December, you know, that is literally the last month. Everyone's winding down for Christmas, literally, obviously closing out the quarter. That's the last month. Everyone's trying to finish business for the year. That was the absolute toughest for cold calling. I didn't book a single demo over the phone in December. It was all by LinkedIn. And I ended up booking, it was 24 demos in December just by LinkedIn alone. And again, that was just the approach I mentioned, you know, that I explained, reaching out with a reason, you know, drip feeding leads. And I had 24 demos booked in December, January. One thing in December as well, I could sort of, people were like finishing off for the year, you know, I was booking lots for January. People are more sort of open at looking at new tools, new year, open minds, people starting new roles. I ended up booking, I think it was 50 demos I booked in January. There was 34 from LinkedIn, and the rest from cold calling and warm emails. So, you know, which is absolutely crazy. I ended up getting, you know, smashing my target for January. And then same with February, you know, I booked, it was a little bit tougher for February, but I still booked, I think it was like 32 demos. And, you know, I converted like 80% of that, 85% of that. So I think I had like 25 completed demos, which again, you know, there was, I think there was about 4 or 5 by cold calls and the rest LinkedIn. So, you know, it's absolutely crazy.
It paints a very juicy picture for anyone who's thinking about adopting this like hybrid approach or just getting stuck in with LinkedIn. So I think I was just trying to like tot it up in my head there, but we're basically talking in the realms of 75-ish, let's say 75-ish demos booked through LinkedIn. And if you weren't doing LinkedIn, then say goodbye to those 75 demos, right? So if you said to any sales rep, that's very true. If we said to any sales rep right now, right, in the next 3 months, we'll give you 75 demos through LinkedIn, they'd say, where do we, like, get me on LinkedIn right now. Right.
Snap your hand off.
What do I do? Yeah, they bite your hand off. They say, show me how to do it, and I will do it, and I will spend as much time as I can doing it. So how much time do you spend a day on LinkedIn?
I'd probably say majority, but obviously I'm still obviously breaking up my day. So I'd probably say 3 hours a day, three hours a day on LinkedIn. Obviously I've got 2 hours to 3 hours cold calling. And obviously I've got me admin, some admin time for like setting up prospects for the next day. So I'd probably say just over 3 hours a day.
Cool. And let's have a look at that 3 hours then. So in that 3 hours, let's just break it down roughly. So how much time are you spending, let's say, on that personal branding approach? So that's your posts, your commenting, your liking, whatever. How much time are you spending on, let's just call it that pure cold outreach on LinkedIn, the messages and stuff, like the aiming to book a demo?
Yeah.
How is that 3 hours spent?
I'd probably spend 15 minutes of the day just liking and commenting on posts as an average all over the day, obviously not all in one go. I'd probably spend about 10 to 15 minutes thinking of a post and putting up a post together. And then the rest two and a half hours is messaging people really, and coming back to people. And then maybe 15 minutes of that sharing a, like I said, sharing a lead from the platform. So, you know, I'd probably say majority just message once you've connected with people. Sorry, let's roll that back. Actually, I'd probably say, yeah, probably about an hour connecting with people and probably about an hour messaging people. And then, you know, half an hour of just like doing a post and sharing leads on the platform.
I think the key thing to take away is that, you know, 3 hours a day sounds like a lot, but you're doing 3 hours a day on that and 3 hours a day on cold calling, yet you're booking substantially more demos from LinkedIn.
Absolutely. It's absolutely crazy. I didn't think, I'll be honest, in August, in September time that, you know, I'd be using LinkedIn like this time last, you know, if I was saying to myself in September, I'd be booking that many demos off LinkedIn to myself in March, I'd say you're absolutely nuts. But, you know, it's the way forward. I think people don't want to be cold out the blue. They want to do a bit of research on you. They want to, you know, find, you got to reach out to them at the right time. And I think with LinkedIn, you know, you can message them. It's going to be there when they, you know, whenever they go onto LinkedIn, you're not going to cold call them at a bad time, or they're not going to be in a meeting. The message is always going to be there for them, and they'll come back to you when, you know, whenever they're free. Sometimes I've had that in the evenings. I go back to them on a weekend, you know, myself, I'm not saying everyone out there or sales reps, you need to do that. But, you know, I, if I get a message, I'm going to message them back on in the evening, or on the weekend, with whatever material they've asked for, if they're asking a bit more about me. But yeah, you know, LinkedIn is now the best way to reach out with people with relevance.
Sorry, my phone started ringing there.
Really?
So you said February was slightly tough, but I sit next to the sales guys. So for anyone watching, I sit very, very close to Aaron anyway. So I overhear the successes, the pains, the things that went well, didn't go so well. But in the last, say, 7 days or even this week, right, what have been your successes this week? Just through LinkedIn.
Yeah. So what I did do, and this is me because I want to set myself up for every week. Sunday night, I'd spend an hour. If I haven't used the rest of my connections requests up for that week, I connect with the people I want to connect with, you know, use them on a Friday or on the weekend. I'd space them out over the week, the 100 connection requests. So say you connect with someone on a Monday, you use all your 100 connection requests, then that might not be the best day for response rates. So I try and level it out. But what I did anyway was connect with people on Friday and Sunday. And I had loads of people to message Monday morning, which, I started liking and commenting on their posts and stuff like that. But I actually ended up booking 5 demos yesterday over LinkedIn and already 2 today. So, you know, my target's 10 a week. I need to book 10 new demos, and I've hit 70% of that in a day and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say, so in a day and a half, you've already booked 7 demos. And I think I saw a post on LinkedIn the other day that said a guy booked 15 demos in a week, and they were calling him an absolute beast. And I thought in my head, I was like, Aaron's well on his way to that, if not averaging, you know, those sort of figures. And, you know, the bulk of it is through LinkedIn. So I think, that just goes to show, the value of LinkedIn. But whilst we're on this and recording this, actually, do me a favor and open up your LinkedIn just on your laptop and just go into your analytics and have a look at the number of impressions that you've got in the last 30 days. Cause I think that'll be a very interesting figure for us to share on the call. So no rush.
Yeah, of course. Let's have a little look.
Because we've sort of touched on it, but the impressions, like, it is free, right? You're posting, say, 3 times a week, I think, off the top of my head, that Aaron's posting. And those impressions are free. So it's getting your name out there, getting the company name out there for free, and all you have to do is post. So in the last 30 days or whatever, we'll get Aaron's figures for the last 30 or 90 days just to show how valuable that is. And it all does play into the success that people are seeing on LinkedIn.
So this is impressions on my posts. In the last 30 days, I've had 8,664 impressions.
Cool. People, and then if you open posts, that up to 90 days, I think the other one, LinkedIn offer.
Yeah, 90 days. Over the last 90 days using LinkedIn, people have seen my posts. I have had 32,000 people.
It cut out a bit there. What was the figure?
32,000 people.
Right. There you go. So in the last 90 days, 32,000 people, the majority of which are probably going to be your ICP, because you actually only started sort of using LinkedIn when you joined the company, didn't you? So 30,000 people, a good bulk of those are going to be within Aaron's target ICP. In 90 days, and in the last 30 days, 8,000. So that's 32,000 people that have seen you, your name, the company, what you're doing for free. And all you've had to do is post, like, engage, spend 15-ish minutes a day doing that, and then the rest just follows that. But 32,000, I think it's mad.
It's crazy. It was a lot more than I expected, actually, figures wise. Yeah, it's crazy. Little tip as well, when you're posting, I would tag in your company, tag in anyone, like a say you're congratulating someone on a new partnership, like a lead from your platform, copying the company so you've got their reach. You always want to comment on your company's posts, liking their sharing their posts to get more outreach out there and sharing it with your network, and that helps getting more impressions. That's what I found trying to, get as many people to sort of like and share, and you get more people seeing it.
So I was just in my head there trying to work out the conversion rate in terms of the comparing the outreach, because I think for cold calling it's something like, it sounds that's just ridiculous, but it's something like 1% or like 1 or 2%. Because once you factor in how many people you actually connect with, then how many people you have a good chat with, how many people you then book a demo with, it's something like 1% actually end up turning
Well,
into a closed one deal.
I can give you my I just went through my figures yesterday with my head of sales. So for February, I was averaging 43 calls for one connection.
So one in what's that? Two, that's just over 2%, right? So
I
that's
did. I've
just
got sorry.
over
I
two
did,
percent connect rate.
which is just crazy. I did nine about 900 calls. I do about 900 calls a week. Sorry, a month. Sorry, about 900 to 1,000 calls a month. On average, that was just like for February.
Right. Now, on the flip side, so this is the reason I asked, let's compare it to LinkedIn. So you connect with up to 400 people a month. So of the 400 connection requests that you send, how many people do you think you connect with?
I'd say about 20%, 20 to 25%, I would say.
So roughly, let's just call it 100 people. So in any given month, you're connecting to roughly 100 people. And then off the back of that, you're booking, I think, like you've shared some of the numbers there in the realms of anywhere from, I guess, in a sort of tougher month, maybe in the realms of 20 to 25. In a better performing month, it could be upwards of 50, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, James. With when I first started, it was probably about 20, 25% because I'm getting my name out there and I'm connecting with more prospects, obviously in areas that I've been sharing, they've seen I've been sharing loads of stuff in cyber payments, fintech, regtech. That's probably really now, I would probably say 30 to 40% connection, like connecting with people. Probably
Right,
now, I would say.
so 30, 40%, but so you compare that 1 or 2% to that 30 or 40%, and just immediately there off the bat, sorry, your top of funnel has gone from 1 or 2% going in, let's say, to your, pretty high converting funnel that we've already touched on, to 30 to 40%. So 35% more people going into your sort of process, which is mad to think. Yeah, it's just bonkers.
It's nuts figures, isn't it?
Okay, then. So, no, go on.
I was going to say, I think with how the world's changing, in sales, with the LinkedIn, I think, long term, it might be, part of a salesperson's criteria to have a social brand, your own personal brand, have a LinkedIn presence. That'll be part of your sort of daily structure. I think that might come into play. Maybe not part of a job criteria on a job interview, but I think it's a very important part. Then, because the world's changing in sales, I think it'd be, very important for any job role to have that presence.
No, I agree with you completely. I think I spoke with Hoxo a couple of months ago, and I said the same thing. I think it's not necessarily going to be a key requirement of a role, but I think it'll be in that part of a job description where it says like, not required, but it would be great if if the candidate had these skills. And absolutely, if you're able to show, the last year of your LinkedIn activity and what you've managed to achieve through that, you're going to be superior to anyone who's not actively, on LinkedIn. And I think that's yeah, I completely agree with that. Okay, then. So we've sort of we've set the scene, we've gone through what you're doing in your day-to-day, how you're approaching LinkedIn, your success rates. We've established that you're booking, I would say, in the last 90 days, I think we said, 75%?
75.
Well, in terms of the sort of split between demos booked via calling and demos booked via LinkedIn, is it sort of two-thirds LinkedIn or is it three-quarters LinkedIn?
I'd probably say, booking-wise, demos-wise, more than three-quarters LinkedIn.
So let's just say four-fifths, right? So four-fifths, 80% more demos booked via, four times as many demos booked via LinkedIn as cold calls. And I think that's a really nice, like, sort of figure to sort of start to round up on. So what's next? How are you going to look to scale or improve that? Have you had any ideas or sort of patterns you've seen of where you want to sort of focus, niche down?
I think doing a podcast like this, talking about it, talking about successes, getting my name out there, posting more, maybe doing my own podcast one day. but I think, I'm always trying to think of ideas. I'm using all my emails as well. So people I connect with and they don't accept my connection requests after a week, these are the people I'm sending my emails to. So I'm using my emails wisely. So I started to do that as well. I think joining groups, I think I mentioned it before, some community groups in who you want to reach out to. There's a community group, for every industry out there. So joining them, maybe I might start joining some webinars, more events on LinkedIn. Again, just to get my face out there, get my product out there. And again, it's just getting your reach out there, isn't it? It's getting more people knowing who you are, knowing what we do. You know, we're the best, we're aiming to be the best in the world at sales triggers, Selligent. So, I think that's my aim. I think I'm maybe join more events, more webinars, do some more podcasts and keep doing obviously what I'm doing in the background as well.
So it sounds like basically it's just a optimization or like a fine tune or polish almost of, you've seen that it works and now you're going to start to invest a bit more time in, I guess, different multimedia as well. Like you said about the podcast, it'd be good to have you on again as well. We can chop that up into clips and you'll be able to share that on your LinkedIn as well, which I think I'm quite excited to see. Like if you start sharing some of these, actionable advice, tips, the stories, I think that could work really, really well for you as well. So it would be, it's going to be interesting to see. So just to finish up then, advice, just share some like three bits of advice you would give to anyone who isn't currently utilizing LinkedIn.
Yeah.
For them to get started.
Okay. So I guess any sales reps, that could be any SDR, any AE in any business, even someone in head of business development role, I think having a daily structure is absolutely essential. Structuring your day, sticking to it, being religious with it, sticking to your admin hours, your calling hours. The structure I put together is I found that's the best practice, the best times people pick up the phone, the best response rates, when to connect with people, what days. I normally find a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday best for people coming back to me on LinkedIn. I think that's probably using your connections wisely is another advice. Make sure you're connecting with the perfect ICP companies that you want to get in with and the right decision makers. Not just, the CEO, because he probably might not even have, yes, he might be the ultimate sign off at the end, but he won't be the person using the tool and understand the pain points of head of business development, head of sales, your AEs, your team leads. And I would say, you've got to give everything. I feel like if I don't leave the day and feel like I've done absolutely everything, when I'm leaving work, then something's wrong. I would say just maximize LinkedIn as much as you can. Be personal. People want to relate to you, so it's not just about your product. You want to mix it up with your product, what you do, a poll, something funny out there, maybe a story about cold call that you had, or a message, you know, a situation, people want to relate to you. So be yourself is more important than in any sales role, because people buy from people, don't they? That is, you know, the old cliche. But yeah, be yourself, maximize every multi-channel approach. That is, you know, the days of just cold calling all day, every day are dead, you know, in my opinion, they really are. So sticking to that structure, sticking to reaching out with relevance, you know, for a reason, and people will, you know, you'll have better response rates in all different ways of email outreach, cold calling, and LinkedIn.
Amazing. No, that's some really, really good sort of advice and actionable tips there. One last question. What are you posting tomorrow? What's in your schedule?
Might do a poll, maybe. I might talk about the podcast today, how I found it, because it's obviously I've done one already with Cognizant. This will be my first one, obviously, with yourself, Jamie. But yeah, I'd probably share a lead from the platform, and I'll probably talk about podcast as well, to be honest.
Well, do you want to get Ralph into the picture so you've got something for the podcast? Ralph, for anyone who's watching or listening or watching, is Aaron's puppy dog, which he brings into the office. There you go.
He's a good boy. He's been sat here the whole time, been sleeping in his bed. So, yeah, he's our mascot here at Selligence. And, yeah, we absolutely love him.
Yeah, listening to you and I waffle on about LinkedIn or send anyone to sleep on it. So, but no, brilliant, mate. Thanks for jumping on. We're just coming up to midday, so you've got your hour of cold calling, power hour. Yeah. So I'll let you get back to your desk for that. But no, really appreciate it, and we'll have to get you back on soon.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on, Jamie. It's been great, and we'll talk about something else another time, and. Maybe we'll go to the pub now instead, maybe, after lunchtime.
We'll take a laptop and a camera and we'll do it down the pub.
Yeah, next time.
Brilliant. All right, we will catch you in the next episode.
Thank you very much. See you later.